雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 3当中的高频话题，叫做交作饭相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Should teachers and parents teach children how to cook? 那家长或者学校老师要不要教孩子们做饭呢？开门见山，两思路方向比对，第一个方向否定。那我觉得其实家长啊或者学校老师没有什么必要教孩子们做饭，因为孩子们可以完全自学。现在网络当中有很多的免费课程啊，免费视频可以看。简单来说，想学孩子们自己就能学了，把否定观点带入。其次强调肯定，当然了解孩子们的人呢一定是学校的老师和家长，所以说他们呢可以给孩子们正确的指导也不错。也就是说呢，孩子们去多听家长或者学校老师建议也是 OK 的。这样来看，两者对比回答符合逻辑，一个方向否定带一些理由进来，一个方向肯定带一些理由进来，整体来说还是不太同意孩子们跟家长或者老师学的，但是呢完全自学是不错的一个选择，同时也可以多听听老师家长建议，比较折中一点回答更好说。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually in my mind, children today should be encouraged to learn how to cook independently. What I'm trying to say is that they should learn it on their ownSince a large number of public resources can be found on the internet. Plus, the majority of them is nearly free of charge in general, like some videos, online courses. Children could eventually make it on their own, undoubtedly. But if teachers and parents will show something one or two on how to cook, I mean to their children, it could be a more reliable way, I suppose. Since they have a deep insight into cook, let's say, they have better ideas on cook as well.So I think that in most cases, children should be encouraged to learn it by themselves. Sometimes, they'll listen to their parents or teachers as well. So that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢 ,Jason 做了一个对比类的补充，强调出来啊，除了孩子们能够自学之外，多听听家长或者老师的建议也是不错的一个选择。考官接下来就会问了，那就做饭这件事而言呢，是家长的建议更重要呀，还是老师建议更重要呢？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节，第一个强调呢独自做饭 How to cook independently 第二个大部分的资源是免费的 Be nearly free of charge 第三教他们做饭展现一些做饭的事儿 Show something one or two on how to cook 最后深入了解 I deep insight into 这样来看把一些小的细节带进来让文章更加有说服力好那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里如果大家有更多的问题还是可以 follow WeChat WeChat IDB1769-3907 希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助谢谢